John, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, the Apostle John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Also, he says, he didn't only hear, he wasn't only hearing, he was seeing. As we study this apostolic aspect of faith from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, I was impressed by the Lord that the anointing was upon me to keep teaching this class here. So we're actually dealing with a high level of faith called the spirit of faith. But to function in the spirit of faith, there are three major things that must go on. It's not just hearing on the outside. It's a quickening word that produces faith. But the three things is hearing, seeing, and understanding. To operate in this type of faith, you got to have those three things going. You got to be able to hear. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. So it's a special kind of hearing. It's a hearing with revelation. It's a hearing with insight. It's a hearing that taps into the spirit world. You might know that, note that in Matthew 13, when Jesus was teaching the word of God, the parable about the sows the seed, he got down to a point, said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. What I'm saying is, this level of faith, you have to be hearing better. Now, if you notice, turn your Bible to Hebrews 12 and 3. 11 and 3. Hebrews 11 and 3. You'll see something about faith there that we should understand. Hearing, seeing, and understanding is what the Spirit of God impressed me in this class to really emphasize on, that we might get a grip of this kind of faith. We said a lot of things in other classes about this faith, that God in it, Jesus in it, the Holy Ghost in it. But here, and this understanding comes from a preceding word, or the word that preceded Matthew 4:4, out of the mouth of God. In other words, preceded mean is constantly coming. The fuel for this type of faith cannot be secondhand fuel. In other words, to operate and to function at this level as a human being, to function in a spiritual level, the fuel is going to have to constantly be running. In other words, from the Holy Spirit, from the Word of God, from that other dimension. That's why I'm back. Because there's a dimension, I believe, we're in that is not normal. And so it's a dimension of hearing. It's a dimension of seeing. It's a dimension of understanding that place you where you're operating in what you call presiding faith. It's faith that presides over things. In other words, it's a faith that does not have to ask permission. It's a faith that is not double-minded. Because a lot of times I believe people try to operate in double-minded faith. I might get it, I might not get it. But this faith is about the three things, hearing, seeing, and understanding. Now, wait now. In the realm of God, in the realm of the Spirit. Because we've got to think about realm, because we've got to go back and slap ourselves about vocabulary and voice, about being on the outside of the word, the difference being on the outside of the word, and hearing the word on the outside, hearing it naturally, is not what we're talking about. So we're talking about being on the outside of the word or being on the inside of the word, meaning that the word is no longer on the outside of you, but the word now is on the inside of you, alive, which is spirit and life. So the spirit of faith has to operate from John 6:63. The spirit of faith got to operate from the spirit of life. It got to operate from John 16:13. You got to operate from the spirit of truth. Spirit of life and the spirit of truth is the only way the spirit of faith can work. Now, you're capable because you're born of his spirit. Okay? All right, so that you got that nature on the inside of you. But it's not normal. The average Christian will never walk in this type of faith. That's why I'm calling it the apostolic faith, with a stronger teaching now. But we understand where we're going here. Now, in Hebrews 11:3, it says something to us. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, we understand. What kind of faith? The faith that have heard and the faith that has seen. By revelation, in another realm, sort of functioning, is not normal. It's in the spirit. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have the same spirit of faith. Then I emphasize 2 Corinthians 4:18. Y'all try to look at it as fast as you can, because you got to get it. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we're looking at Hebrews 11:3, and we're looking at 2 Corinthians 4:18, because I think that's 2 Corinthians 4:18 describing 2 Corinthians 4:13. I think that 2 Corinthians 4:18 is describing 2 Corinthians 4:13. I think that 2 Corinthians 4:18 is describing 2 Corinthians 4:13, which is also describing Hebrews 11:3. So the three legs that our faith is standing on, the spirit of faith, is hearing, seeing, and understanding in another realm, only prompted by the Holy Spirit. So the Lord has given us the opportunity to operate in the Holy Spirit faith. See, it's the Holy Faith, but it's the Holy Spirit faith, but it's not by normal. It's not nothing normal. You're going into the spirit of faith. So you see, through faith we understand. Then Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now compare that, class, with, I want you to look, take your Bible and look in 2 Corinthians 4:18. And now the Holy Spirit just showed me, compare that with Hebrews 11:3. And then you go back up to 2 Corinthians 4:13, and you see what the spirit of faith is consisting of. Jesus talked about having eyes and cannot see. Well, hearing come first. Having ears cannot hear, eyes that cannot see, and a heart that don't understand. All he was saying is that when the spirit is functioning, the natural cannot keep up. And what have happened to a large degree, and matter of fact, the Lord told me to tell you, this is why you come to this school. He wants you to see when the Holy Spirit moving in another dimension beyond books and going into another world. I'm telling you, just another world. That's why I told you that John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day in Revelation 1:10, and I saw it. So I'm seeing something. And the Lord said, get back to it, but some more things I want to show. So these three aspects, hearing, seeing, and understanding, are all dimensional aspects. Other words, they are not normal. They're in a perspective of revelation. When he said hearing, reveal hearing. Seeing, reveal seeing, understanding, reveal understanding. Then 2 Corinthians 4:18, as I said, and Hebrews 11:3. Look at them a minute, because I want you to come abreast of this, because the Lord is teaching us. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. See, I'll read both of them because it's so important that we put the two together before we go to jump and talk about we're operating in the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians. And as I'm going, I didn't come in, I didn't walk in his classroom with this. As I'm talking, the Holy Spirit, whew, I feel his presence now. Ah. This is what you came to school, the Lord said, to tell you he wanted you to see when the Holy Spirit is operating at a dimension you can't describe. He's just pouring things out now. And that's why he said, get back and teach some more things right now so I can show them some things that normally they would never see. All right, now, tell me if you ever saw this in 2 Corinthians, I'll get to it, chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Now that sounds like a paradox. I mean, they ain't seen, either I'm seeing it or I'm not seeing it. But it's talking about different dimensions. Okay, so it said, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Things that are seen are flesh. The things not seen, they are in the realm of the spirit. Now, look back at 2 Corinthians 4:13, and then we're going to Hebrews 11:3. We have in the same spirit of faith, the spirit of faith, just can't come by hearing. Normally, naturally, in an hour time, English, it's talking about the spirit of the language of the spirit, the language of the Holy Ghost that comes with revelation in it. So you're not moved by what you see. You're not moved by what you feel. You're only moved by what you believe, and you're believing in another realm. Go back to Mark 11:22, in another class, you know, have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith. You see, have faith in God. It's another dimension of faith. So he says, we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe. Now, even at the point of according as it is written, can be hidden from you. Because you think you can take a Bible vocabulary and operate in faith without a voice that only comes by revelation. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So if you read the hull of the scripture, just the cover of the scripture, and if the Holy Spirit don't take you on the inside, you will be proclaiming, but no, have no right to claim. Because Satan knows that. So Satan uses scripture also to a certain degree. But you have to be able to shift and go further than he can go. And that's in the realm of righteousness. He's not righteous. That is in the realm of spirit, of the spirit. All right, Lord, I'll do it now. I think it's Galatians 5:6. What it says? Galatians 5:6. What does this say?
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
That is. See. If faith is not in the realm of the spirit, it cannot work by love. See, faith cometh by hearing, but faith worketh by love, the love of God, the spirit of love. You see what I'm saying? Because if not, you cannot operate in the spirit of faith unless your faith is working by love, and you can't work by love unless you have a revelation. When you're working in the revelation of love, then we go to 1 Corinthians 13, where it says that love can't fail. So therefore, now your faith is in a position where it can't fail. You're operating in a real spirit of faith. You see that? All right. Now, when you look at 2 Corinthians 4:13, we're talking about the highest level of faith, which I think that all of the increments of faith have to work in the spirit of faith to a certain degree. But the highest form is when you really know how to operate, how to hear, how to see, how to understand, and function. Your faith is functioning on the basis of spirit and life. The spirit of truth, who's the Holy Spirit, is actually operating through you for you in your faith. Did you hear that? All right, now. So, 2 Corinthians 4:13, 2 Corinthians 4:18, and probably all right, let me see. Look at verse 16 in 2 Corinthians 4:16. It says, "For what's called we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." It's still talking about inner consciousness of God, the Holy Spirit. No, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and you as a born-again believer. Y'all listening?
Yes,
works on the same level. Works from the same power at degrees. But you can keep rising your degree and rising your degree. If you keep hearing, keep seeing, and keep understanding, you're going from one dimension to another. Now listen, there's a remnant going here. There's a remnant going here. Because we're back to Romans 12:3. If you get to move around in faith too much and think you have accomplished so much, you're not a student no more. And so when you think you have arrived, you're already there. But if you come to the revelation that I never arrive, I'm always going, no matter what kind of house you build, what kind of car you drive, how much money you got in the bank, how healthy you think you are, you still know there's more. You see my point? And most people never get there. But when you want to operate in this kind of faith, now go back to Hebrews 11 and 3. Now it'll open up for us. We got to remember what we said from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Believing and seeking. Write those words down. Y'all wasn't in the class. Believing and seeking. Not just believing. You can't believe. He's a reward of them that diligently seek him. No matter what on your agenda, no matter what on your faith page, you cannot just look at that. You got to seek him. As you seek him, your hearing, your seeing, and your understanding get brighter and brighter, deeper and deeper, higher and higher, wider and wider. Are you understand? In the spirit, in another realm, in another dimension. See, class, don't become just a church member. Don't become just a Christian. Don't become just going with everything going on. There's always more. That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness to be filled." So stay hungry. Mm-hmm. Stay hungry, and your faith will just keep leaping and going and going and going. Now, then, Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Now, notice this. The world's. All of them, all world, were framed by the word of God. Now listen to this last part, because that's where it takes you back to 2 Corinthians 4:18. So that things which are seen naturally was not made of things which do appear. Now when your faith is in romance with this type of understanding, you're going to function at levels you thought you never could function. See? And then so the Holy Spirit is the only one now. The Holy Spirit got to be talking to you. The Holy Spirit got to be opening your eyes. The Holy Spirit got to show you how to operate in this faith, the spirit of faith, at this level. Now remember again, let me repeat. Good teaching, Jesus. That's why you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Synoptic gospel. Your teacher saying, keep saying the same thing to people. Catch it. That's why I'm doing this meeting 30 minutes. I'm going to drop back on my preaching in the church because I think I'm putting too much out. 30 minutes is a lot of time. You can catch things, and then you eat that, then I'll give you more. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes I just go on and on and on. But I want people to be able to walk away from a lesson and know something happened to them and know they've been in another dimension. And if they just work with what they got, they can roll with it. So then things what you're seeing. Now remember what we said also, okay, I'm jumping, you gotta watch me. As it is written, must go to according to what was spoken. Remember we talked about that in Romans chapter 4. We went to Romans chapter 4 for the commentary on 2 Corinthians 4:13. And they talk about Abraham believing for this impossible natural situation. He said, according as it is written, but then he got down, according to what was spoken, then this faith called things that be not as though it were, because what it's doing is producing stuff beyond the natural. See, faith produces. Faith presides. Faith produces things that normally cannot come to pass, but faith called it into existence. But faith got to have an instrument that can stand in the natural and don't see nothing, but yet know everything it's believing for and saying is coming. And in the process, watch me now, in the process of that waiting, you're really not waiting, you're seeking God. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? If you go after an object or you go after a thing without God, you're gonna come doubt. Satan gonna show some doubt to you. But if you constantly in God's faith and seeking Him, He'll tell you the next hearing. He'll show you the next scripture to go to. You see what I'm saying? And so your understanding is not a normal or natural understanding. It's Hebrews chapter 11. He said, through faith, by faith, all these people bypassed everything. Moses bypassed, Sarah bypassed, Abel bypassed, because they were constantly operating through faith on those five things I told you. You've got to hear these things again. You got to have a promise. You got to see it. You got to become persuaded of it. You got to embrace it. I'll tell you how you do all four or five of those things. It told us how to do it. Did it just see Him? See, not them, Him. Not it, Him. Even though you got it on the line of faith and you're railing it at the end, it's coming your way. But while you're railing, you got your eyes on Him. What is that? Hebrews 12:2. Look at it quickly. Come on, y'all got to move now. The Spirit of God is moving. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, it is now set on the right hand side of the Father. What that voice is telling you, when your faith look like it's in a collision, don't even worry about it. When it look like it's not working, if you're high enough in the Spirit, no matter what nobody else say, everybody shaking their heads, oh, she believing for that. Don't worry about it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith. They can't do nothing for you. See? And then know faith. When you understand faith in the level we're talking about, the spirit of faith, there's always joy set before that faith. See, that faith is looking into, for lack of a better word, class, spiritual joy. See, because you can't see all that little dancing and jumping around there. It ain't really joy. That's emotion. Real joy is when nothing happening and you up. You still up. You're up everywhere. You're up. You see? So, the spirit of faith operates on such a level. Back to those things that that I say to you, because and there in Hebrews 11:13, go back to those things. I think they're very important. And then in Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6 give us believing and what?
Seeking.
Believing and what?
Seeking.
Believing and seeking. All right. Believing and seeking. All right. So your faith will never drop if you keep seeking God. And that's what I've done over 47 years. I've had doubt and stuff come to me, but I'm constantly seeking God, and I recover right quick. You recover. You resurrect. So you got to keep your faith resurrected. You got to keep your faith in a resurrected stance. There may be graveyard moments. God, dog. It may be moments, you know. But just like God promised Jesus, on the third day you're going to rise. Jesus wasn't in the grave fretting himself because he knew he was going to get up. So your faith got to be the same way. You can't be in the grave fretting yourself about, is this going to happen? Looking at Jesus, see the reason tell you look at Jesus, that's look Jesus, he telling you look to Jesus' faith, really. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Look what he is. He's the author and finisher. You not. You know why you're not? You ready for this? John 19:30. John 19:30 describe your faith. It is finished. See, your faith don't become faith finished. When you've heard, you've seen, and you understand. Now that's another aspect of it. What I've been watching, ministers in class, let me say this to you. And I'm nervous about this, but I'm mad. But I'm glad at the same time, because the eye opener is about to hit the streets of faith. I notice a lot of talk about the Bible and a lot of stories and a lot of good historical aspect is being taught about the Bible, but very little, and I won't put nobody down, but a very little application. How do I apply this? You see what I'm saying? So emotionally and sometimes spiritually, we get all excited, but what happened when you get in your car? What happened when you open your door? What happened when somebody tried to break in your life and break in your wife or break in your anything? It's break in. Do you know what to do? You can't tell that story. So application, you can't just have doctrine, teaching. You got to have the ability to apply what you heard. So that's by revelation, that's by hearing, you seeing, and you understanding yourself. I think Christian, when we talk about faith, Christian been robbed by depending on everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now you got to learn for yourself. Right. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. But you got to learn yourself. You can't get under a yoke because I say it's easy. You got to know for yourself. You see what I'm saying? And so Satan have taken a lot of things to block the spirit of faith, because he wants the things we have covered these three or four sessions have opened up a whole Red Sea that we can go across and not be afraid. If you go over all the material we talked about, and I think that's why, like I said, God sent you to this school. All the things we've been talking about the promise, about seeing, that means God opened your eyes, about being persuaded, I mean Hebrews 11:13 now, being persuaded, embracing, and then the next word is confession. You find all of them words in Hebrews 11:3. But then, in the earlier class, we talk about moving beyond confession. Mm-hmm. Profession. What it was? Hebrews 10:23? Look at Hebrews 10:23 again. So I might have to go over the scripture over again. We're going to write a book and put it in, we've got the tapes to put it in the body of Christ. Hebrews 10:23 is talking about the profession of our faith. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Profession is beyond confession. profession is in the aspect, what I think, professing our faith is in a possession position. Yeah, I mean, you know it's done. Whether you see it, feel it, or not, you know it's done. For the what that scripture said? Hebrews 10:25. I'm going to repeat it after you got it. Anybody got Hebrew 10? You got a 25th verse in the 10th chapter of Hebrew?
Yes, sir.
What it said?
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
That's not it. Hebrew 10:23. Let's guess that we get it. What it said?
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Hebrew 10:23. That's the one we want. Hebrew, profession of our faith. Let us hold fast the profession of faith. You're not going to hold it. You're going to waver. If you don't have the revelation and the understanding, if you're depending on Ladu to do it for you, or you're depending on Joe to do it for you, or Jan to do it for you, you're out. Because you got to go to the house by yourself. And devil waiting on you. But if you know, if you unlock your door with the key of faith, He knows you know what you're doing. Are you following me? All right, let's go a little further. Oh, my goodness. I'll close.